Welcome back to the Love in Dubai show. Today we talked about a lot of things, but one of the few things that we talked about was the experience that you will get at the Ultimate Musical Extravaganza Untold Dubai Music Festival. Make sure to go down and experience a musical event and have a good time with your friends. And also, this Emirati man is the first to try out the new Apple device predicted on The Simpsons. And also, we talked about a Valentine's package that has a very hefty price. What's that about? Stay tuned and make sure to subscribe and share and like. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Dubai. Happy Wednesday. Ali was complaining about the lights just opening up, but here we are. You know, I think the lights open up so you can wake up, Ali.
It's the third,
yes.
third time this week that I've probably gone blind.
Yes, third time. So guys, before we start with our headlines, let's start with the Gaza genocide report. It's 124 days since the war has begun on October 7. The current death toll stands at 27,585. The number of injured people is 66,978, and 1.9 million people have been displaced from their homes. So as we all the time say, is that our hearts are with the victims and Gaza and Palestine.
Yes.
So let's start with our headlines. Experience the Ultimate Music Extravaganza Untold Music Dubai Festival.
And this Emirati man is the first to try out the new Apple device predicted on The Simpsons.
As well, Dubai Spot offers Valentine's package at 250,000 dirhams per night.
That's a lot of money. Shampoo vending machines in Dubai.
As well, later we will have Caroline Labusher, a 50-year-old model who pursued her passion no matter her age, which we will be learning a lot from her.
Later on the show.
So let's start with our first story. If you guys love music like me and Ali, experience the Ultimate Musical Extravaganza Untold Dubai Music Festival. Of course, get ready to experience the electrifying beats and sensational performances at Untold Dubai, the city's first mega music festival. Musicians, DJs, and singers to light up its incredible stages set to welcome over 70,000 souls daily between February 15th to February 18th.
It's located at Expo City, Dubai. Will come alive with over 100 global artists, including the chart-topping Nigerian sensation Asake, Moroccan pop icon Manal, a German DJ Tujamo, and Emirati groove master DJ Bliss, and so many more. With tickets starting at just 300 dirhams for general access and VIP passes available from 700 dirhams. Secure your spot now at www.untold.ae.
Again, of course, you would not want to miss this once-in-a-lifetime music festival. So get your tickets today, because honestly, you guys, music festivals, when you go to a music festival, you just like disconnect from the world and you just like, I think maybe go to another, you teleport to another dimension.
Yes.
For sure. Music, but the music is known to heal. If you listen to any music that you like, any type of music that you like, then for sure, go for it.
We definitely know that music alters one's mood. You know?
Yes, it does.
So whether you're happy and you put a sad song, you'll be sad.
Yeah.
And whether you're sad and you put a happy song, maybe you'll be happy.
Yes,
or
for
you'll,
sure.
You'll try to be happy.
Yeah.
But in relation
deep.
To the festival.
That is deep, Ali.
In relation to the festival, again, go to www.untold.ae and get your tickets now. It's going to be one special event that you can go to.
Yeah. It will be, you know, from singers to DJs and just like the music industry. At this point, it's just amazing to just go to have a festival that just like, I think, has like a variety of musicians. Mm. And you can just go get a ticket of your favorite, I would say, you know, singer, DJ, or so on.
Yeah, right? Grab your friends, go down, go have a good time.
Yes.
You know, enjoy your time.
Yes. So guys, let's jump to our next story.
So this Emirati man is the first to try out the new Apple device predicted on The Simpsons. So yesterday we talked about the Apple Vision Pro. So Muhammad went above and beyond for the Apple Vision pre-launch and ended up meeting Jeff Williams.
As well, Apple fans were quick to notice that it has been predicted by The Simpsons.
This clip shows that The Simpsons have done it again. They predicted Apple's Vision Pro 8 years ago. So
At this point, it's scary.
Yeah.
At this point, I am fearing my life at this point because like they keep on, I would say a lot of predictions happen and like we see like, oh, The Simpsons predicted this like years ago. And we're like, but how?
The Simpsons. They have this.
The Simpsons. Okay, well, no, actually, it is scary. It is actually scary at this point. You know what I mean? Because like they keep on predicting thing after thing after thing, which, by the way, it just amazes me. Like, was this, how can they know at this point? I mean, honestly, like back then, 8 years ago, all I thought would be coming into life after 8 years were like, I don't know.
I definitely think that they have some source. Like I said yesterday, there is a source.
I mean, yeah, but let's not, guys, Ali, I think he believes in conspiracy theories and so on.
This is a conspiracy theory.
It's Ali's conspiracy theory.
But I think with a strong conviction that it's, that they have a source.
Yeah,
and it happens way before their time.
They do, but like, literally to the point where they would figure out, like, you know, like the Apple Vision Pro. Like, I mean, yeah, maybe they would figure out like war or phones and so on. You know what I mean?
Hisham just said they didn't have sources like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that debunked my. Well, still. They might not. I don't know. They might be speaking to a demon or something.
No. You know? Oh my God. No. I think Ali is in his conspiracy theory era. I think he is. Yeah.
They might have a contract with a jinn.
Oh my God. Well, I think you know what? Let's just be. Let's disregard that. So you guys. Because I actually do get scared, by the way, you guys. So let's just like. Stay away from that. So let's jump to our next story, which I'm not very scared of.
Very fruitful.
Dubai Spot offers Valentine's package at 250,000 dirhams per night. Of course, love might be priceless, but this package comes with a hefty price tag, a jaw-dropping 250,000 dirhams. Of course, Valentine's package is up for grabs at Banyan Tree Dubai. It's unleashing Cupid's wildest dreams this Valentine's Day with a package so extravagant, it'll make your heart skip a beat and your bank account cry tears of joy.
If you're wondering, what does the 250,000 package include? Well, an intimate dining experience abroad, a private yacht, where you can wine and dine under the stars while cruising the serene waters. An oceanside dining under the twinkling sky, settling the perfect backdrop for a romantic evening with your loved one.
As well, by the way, there are personalized spa sessions designed to melt away stress and rejuvenate your body and soul in the lap of luxury. Round the clock, concierge services ensuring that every whim and desire is met with impeccable attention to detail. So pick up and drop off services as well from any location in the UAE, adding an extra layer of convenience to your ultra romantic staycation. Man, it's time to step up and treat your ladies like the queens they are.
What?
Yes.
250,000 is a bit much.
Yeah, but like, I mean, it is, it might be a bit much, but what I care is that
that's a luxury
lady, like,
car right there.
if they have the finances for it, why not?
Of course, if you're in Dubai, you definitely, like some people, yes, there's a percentage of people that have the capabilities, that financial means to do this, but if you have it, then...
So speaking of Valentine's, what are your plans on Valentine's, guys?
Me?
Yeah.
I already said I don't believe in Valentine's Day. I don't have plans. If anything pops up, sure, fine. I will believe in Valentine's Day. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, okay, like, fine. That's fair.
I'm kidding.
There is something bigger than that. Is the fact that, you know what? If you have a queen, right?
Yes.
That is just amazing. That treats you like the king that you are. Wouldn't you splurge on her?
Of course. But with reasons, of course.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I got that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, spoiling to an extent.
Yeah, spoiling to an
Not
extent.
Not spoiling
that's
too
fine.
Much.
But at the same time, you guys, I think the main key is what I'm trying to say is that spoil your queen.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a sign of, you know, showing
love.
The other person.
Yeah, affection, it's a, right?
Affection, love,
yeah.
You know. You love the other person. You want
have
to make
them
happy.
Have you heard of love languages? What's your love language?
Me?
Yeah.
I forgot that one.
Okay.
Well, it's definitely not gifts.
Okay. Oh, okay. It's not gifts.
It's more personal, like not words as well.
Not words. So it's not words of affirmation and not gift receiving.
I think it's something to do with physical. Yeah.
Okay. Is it like, I don't know, like hug, you know?
Yeah, kiss? yeah. Like I prefer someone to be next to me, not overseas.
Not over. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's valid. I don't know. For me, my love language is gift receiving.
No wonder.
Oh my God, Ali's out there to expose me right now. But who cares, right? Who cares? It's fine, Ali. It's fine.
Well.
I don't know. I feel like honestly, this might be a lot of, you know, like ladies' love language. So let us know, what is your love language.
Yeah.
Well,
it can be words as well.
Well, let's now jump to our next story.
Okay. Yeah, next story. So, have you ever heard of an actual shampoo vending machine?
I actually haven't, but apparently City Walk has one.
Yes, City Walk has one. She beat me to it. This is one of those only in Dubai captures. The Miriam K salon closes, but the ATM is open 24/7 because you never know when you need a shampoo.
I mean, that's amazing. How convenient is that for ladies at this point?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It doesn't only have shampoos, by the way. Like,
oh, okay.
It has other cosmetic products, it wouldn't make sense if it's just shampoo.
Yeah, but then, see, like, it's very convenient for ladies, you know
yes.
what I mean? Because, like, at
in
this
City
point,
Walk.
Exactly, at this point, imagine, like, you know, it has happened to me a lot of times.
Uh-huh.
I would be, like, at home in the middle of the night, I need to shower, I need
So you would go to City Walk for
I wouldn't go
a
to
shampoo?
Guys, I don't know why Ali is being a woman's hater at the moment, and that is not okay. That is not okay, Ali. That is not okay.
I am not an evil person.
Yeah, he's
and
not
I am
an evil
not,
person. But
I am not a misogynist. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no one said that, but Ali, come on.
What?
Come on. You know, like, us women, we need to have our own, like, we have a lot of needs and
yes,
things.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
So imagine, like, your lady is showering in the middle of the night, and she, would you rather, and let's say, like, you guys live, what I'm trying to say is, you know what, we need to have more of this vending machine everywhere.
Of course, like if you go to, for example, Japan, mm-hmm. you know, they are known for their vending machines. It's everywhere. You can basically get your lunch, dinner, and breakfast from a vending machine. And it's insane. Like, you can get everything from a vending machine. Like, you don't even need to go to a store anymore.
Exactly. Like, you know, actually, what I would want to point out is, why are you calling us women out? Well, in fact, there's a vending machine for, like, technology stuff. And men love technology stuff, whether it is AirPods or, I don't know.
You mean it sells AirPods and iPhones and laptops and whatever?
Not necessarily the brand iPhone.
But, like,
but
phones.
Technology stuff, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, like,
you
laptops
know?
As well or
Not
something.
Not laptops. It's just, like, sell, like, I don't know, like, earpieces and so on and on. So, you guys, I think, you know what? We need to have more of women vending machines out there. I would go to one.
I agree with you.
Exactly. 100%.
100%.
Are you sure, Ali?
100%.
Of course.
Otherwise, I'll be called a woman
hater. He wouldn't have agreed if it was not for me actually saying that there is a vending machine that does, you know.
But like selling a shampoo vending machine, that's very unique.
Imagine, exactly, it is unique and we need more of it. So actually I would say, like, hats off to whoever came up with this amazing idea.
Yes, it's amazing.
he's just agreeing with me at this point.
I'm being very sarcastic. Like I can tell.
Yeah, but I can tell.
I'm just trying to be funny. The key word is trying. You know.
Well, you're trying.
But I'm like with the idea of having more vending machines, and it's a creative idea, and I think it's a good idea to have more of these kinds of vending machines across Dubai.
Yeah, wouldn't you like it if there's a vending machine, you know, that just like serves your things that you
whatever
need.
I need.
Deodorant.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
like essentials.
Yeah, it's not only by the way for like women if they want to shower. Like imagine like she's like out with her friends and she forgot to put deodorant, which can happen.
Yeah,
she can just be like go to the vending machine,
well.
Just get it.
Yeah,
exactly
well.
For the men as well.
Yeah,
100%. Right.
Yeah, you might be rushed and then
100%.
You need to. You know, use a deodorant, and you forgot one.
Exactly.
Find a vending machine, saves the day.
It happens to all of us. Mm. So, you guys, of course, the vending machine is beautiful, and I would say check it out. I would.
Wow. Yeah, me too.
Maybe you're out for a date, and you forgot to get your, I don't know, date, I guess.
Shampoo. So I give her a shampoo.
Okay, no, not necessarily shampoo, but it for sure provides other necessities.
Of course. If it has anything that is essential and that we need, yes, we'll go for it.
Yeah. 100%.
No problemo. Yes.
So guys, now this is the most exciting part. We will be going for a short break. But before the short break, let me tell you who will be having here in the studio. We will be having Caroline Labouchere, of course, a 50-year-old model who pursued her passion no matter her age, which is beautiful. Just she's going to show us that no matter what age you are, you can do it.
Yes.
Do you believe in that?
Definitely.
Are you sure?
Definitely. Age is not
age is just a number.
Yeah.
Age is just a number.
It's just a number.
It is 100%. So we will be having Caroline with us after this short break. Stay tuned to find out all of her secrets and, of course, her motivation behind her pursuing a career of modeling at the age of 50. Welcome back to the Love in Dubai show. Today we're thrilled to have Caroline Labouchere, a groundbreaking model who began her career in her 50s and now represents top brands like number one Rosemary Water in the UK, despite facing adversity when her husband lost his job in 2014. Caroline persevered and, of course, becoming the family's main provider through part-time modeling gigs. Her story of resilience and success is truly inspiring. Welcome to the studio.
Are we not just loving this weather?
Yes, we are. I mean, I'm in
finally
another...
Finally, it's cold.
It is.
Wear our jumpers.
It is as cold as the UK.
Well, I haven't been back for a while, but at least it doesn't rain.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Exactly, right? I mean, for us, because I'm born here
perfect.
In Dubai, so to me, I'm a Dubai, like, Dubai girl. So I'm like, I love the desert, and I love just like, the heat.
Cold.
I'm like, oh,
it's the best time of the year.
It is. And you've got to embrace every single day because you don't know if it's going to get hot tomorrow.
Yeah, because
it's six, seven, eight months
in the year, it's hot.
100%. So I have a question for you.
Yes.
Which is very inspiring. What actually pursued you to pursue your modeling career in your 50s?
It was a complete surprise to me, and I was a follower. I had been brought up to do as I was told, and I followed my husband through his military career and pretty much did as I was told. Not all the time, but. I was working as a school receptionist here for 6.5 years and it never even entered the radar. I was at that stage of life where you're driving down the road and you say to your daughter, oh, what a great car. I wonder, are you going to have one of those when you grow up? Not thinking, I can have one of those. Yeah. You know, I put myself to one side. And then suddenly, I was offered this job, and it was, I don't know where the belief the bravery came from, but it all worked out, and it was the start of a new life.
Wow, that's beautiful. Wow. That is
my parents, what's it called? They also, you know, they think of us first before themselves.
It's normal.
Yeah.
It's the way that we're brought up.
Mm.
But I think women are taking their own reins now and are thinking, hang on a minute, when do I get to live my life mm-hmm. if I don't do it now in my 50s, 60s? And we're much younger now in our 50s, 60s than we were. And so we really can do anything that we put our minds to do.
Yes, as well, because, you know, like there's like this ideology that a lot of people in their 50s and 60s have is that it's too late.
Yeah, exactly.
It's too late. I can't do this anymore. Oh, God, the time has gone, right?
I'm just going to eat.
Literally,
eat and cook and
100%.
Provide.
100%. So what advice would you give people who would want to, let's say, pursue their dream in their 50s?
First of all, you have to find out what your dream is. Mm-hmm. And I think many, well, I'm going to talk about women because that's all I know.
That's fine. And
that is that all women, I think, have a passion and a dream, but they don't necessarily know what it is. So finding out what that is and not just dousing it down, because there's this little light inside you that can really be ignited. And to be excited to wake up every morning and think, what's going to happen today? Am I going to be invited to the Love and Dubai show?
Yes.
We never know what's going to happen. And so just think about it really hard. Talk to people. Don't let them put you down. Surround yourself by like-minded people and get excited.
That's beautiful.
I think.
That's beautiful. So, 3 years ago, you came
yes.
here. You had
yes.
a Pepsi.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And you had a Pepsi as well today.
3 years ago, I think, yes.
Do you remember
still
the story?
On it. Yes.
Really?
Yes. And I think actually you had a little, didn't you have a little Coke can on your,
yes.
You store a little can dancing or something. Yeah. Yes, I'm still on it. Now, I know that it isn't the best option, but I'm living my life the best and the happiest way. I don't drink alcohol. I don't smoke.
Okay.
I drink Diet Pepsi.
Wow.
Not saying that out loud.
Okay. That's okay. It's okay. Give me a secret. Just give me a secret. Yeah. It's okay, guys. You didn't hear any of that.
But at the end of the day, it's about life. Is about choices,
that's
isn't
true.
It?
Yeah. Yes, that's true. 100%.
And I keep thinking about becoming carnivore. Going carnivore because I'm really love it. I'm following so many people now who have gone carnivore, and I'm
yes,
yeah. I think at some it's stage,
amazing.
Wow. Well,
you find different interests, you know.
Well, are you?
I'm no.
No.
I eat everything. I eat everything.
Yeah.
Mine, like if you remove vegetables, I'm very happy. Yeah.
Yeah, my son's the same.
Oh my god.
Full on meat and protein and that's it.
Excellent.
Yeah. It works out for you, right? Yeah, for
protein
sure.
Protein is the way forward, especially for women later on in life.
Mm, 100%.
A lot of protein, and it's hard.
Yes, it is. I try to incorporate protein into my day-to-day life as much as I can. But because my sister is vegetarian, and I'm not, so it's like hard for my mom to know what to cook for the both of us. So
yeah. How old are you?
I'm 25.
25, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking your poor mom. When does she get to...
Oh my God, my mom's just like...
Live her life and...
She goes,
on with her dreams.
She is very like attached to us. So she goes like, oh, I see the world through your eyes. And okay, oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
My mom's the same.
Yes, I think all moms are.
So does that make your moms better moms than...
No, not necessarily. No, not at all. I do tell her all the time, like, listen, mom, you know, it's like, live your life. I can do it all by myself. You don't need to, like, wake up with me early in the morning and do all of these things. It's okay.
But
I can
she
do
loves it.
But she loves it. Yeah. She loves it. I just like, love seeing it.
You're the best mother.
Oh, yes, she is.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
My son is in England, and my daughter's here. She lives 3 kilometers down the road.
Mm.
And so we get to see her and her new husband. They got married in June.
Congratulations.
Absolutely amazing. He is, my son-in-law is an Aries, as is my husband, mm-hmm. and they can finish each other's sentences.
Okay. Oh, God,
Wow. Yeah.
It's amazing.
My mom's
amazing. But my daughter and I sit there and we go,
What are we talking about?
And then they say exactly the same thing. They look at us and say, you don't get it. So our meal times are really fun together.
My mom is an Aries, so I think she might maybe get along with.
Get along with me.
I think she would. Yes.
So tell us, how did you navigate through the challenging period, the tough times when you had them?
Well, for a start, we have to have tough times to realize how good the good times are.
Yes.
So I wouldn't not have that happen as much as it was horrible. You don't want to be in an apartment without AC in the summer here, with no furniture. Daughter on the sun lounger, we were sleeping on a mattress on the floor. Everybody's tough times are different. It was tough for us because we had never experienced anything like that before. How did I get through it? I cried a lot, blamed my husband a lot, and learned a lot.
I think this is very bound to happen, you know, like when something bad happens in our life, we do tend to like blame some other, and usually like
and your husband is or your partner is the only person there. I mean, he lost his job.
So therefore it's his fault. Yes. Oh my God, that's
I know, so poor sad. Guy. Yeah. I know. I wasn't a very lovely person then, but we got through it. Probably the closest we have ever come to divorce, honestly. But yeah, we're tougher for it now. 32 years of marriage, 33 this year.
Okay, good.
And yeah, it was not good. And luckily, somebody gave me a kick up the bottom and made me take control and realized that he was unable to take control at that time. And it was my time to step up, but I'd never stepped up in my life. I had never been taught to do that, or even that I was capable of doing that. So I learned a lot about myself.
Which is good, you know, I feel like through every bad timing that comes in your life, it's there to, meant to teach you something.
Absolutely.
For sure, you know,
absolutely.
Like, I can't imagine, you must be a very strong woman to...
Well, I think we all are, I think. Mm. Women are incredibly strong, but also I take citalopram. I call them happy pills, and I went cold turkey off those at the time too, because in Dubai, you know, you have to get your prescription every month, and then you have to pay for your prescription, and that went out of the window. So it was not a lovely, not a pretty picture.
Well, we're glad that you
are on the other side.
Out of it. So let's now jump to something happier. What would you say is the proudest or your happiest moment in your modeling career?
I thought you were going to say generally, because my daughter would like to say her being born. Because whenever I say anything, she's mom.
It's me. It's
supposed
to
be
when
I was born. Yeah. Gosh, I love every experience. I mean, even having my makeup done by Hindash, I just love it. We even message each other and say, we need Costa. we need coffee, because that's how the process always starts. So I really enjoy, I just enjoy it because it's quite new for me.
Yeah.
I didn't start when I was young. My daughter was modeling when she was 14.
Oh.
So and also I feel like I'm respected, or I'm treated a little bit differently on a set, maybe because I'm the age
your
of
energy
most
is beautiful.
Mothers.
That's why, because your energy is beautiful. We can tell it's even like it's all
thank
over
you.
Like, you know, it's like happiness. And
happiness
life.
Is a choice.
It is.
Yes.
That's actually very
that's a
nice.
Yeah. You choose to be happy.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
It's a decision you make. Personally speaking, it's a decision you make to wake up and tell yourself, "I'm going to be happy today."
Today's going to be a good day.
Yeah, today's going to be a good day.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
You don't wake up like that?
I do. I mean, you know, actually my name actually means happiness.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, my name, Farah, means happiness.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Full of it.
Yes. So let me ask you, what is your next wanting, target, or like your, something that you would want to achieve next in your life?
First of all, I say I don't know what I'm going to be when I grow up. I'd like your job. Okay. I think I'd be really good at that.
You would be, yes.
I would really enjoy to presenting of some sort. And, sorry.
Of course. I'm going to just hire her at this point.
Our new presenter, just, ladies and gentlemen.
Presenter. Yes, yes.
So at some stage, I would like to do that. And I've just taken on an agent in London.
Okay.
So I hope to get back there. My son's in London, so I would love to get back and see him more there. Traveling, I have my list of things next to my toothbrush on the wall, so I brush my teeth saying, traveling lots this year and working lots this year. So yeah, just living life, but to the fullest.
Okay.
And I have a vision board, lots of things.
Amazing, because I have a vision board as well, you know, at home. Like, I keep on, like, I believe in manifestation, all of these things. Some people, including, I think
I haven't gotten to that, like, that part yet. I haven't started.
It's not really, generalization here again, it's not really a male thing. But do you know what? My husband now has some pictures on my vision board of things he would like.
That's nice.
It's only taken him 60 years. So he's got that.
It's never too late.
It's never too late. So I have a question, because my cousin lives in London. She's pursuing her master's in architecture in London. And she never answers me quite properly. So what is, how would you like, if you can give us like five key differences between London and Dubai.
Differences, rain.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A lot. Mm-hmm. Theft. Yes. A lot. Crime generally, lack of policemen. What number are we on? I could go on, but it sounds like I'm just moaning. But I do follow these pages on Instagram. Watch theft. London. Crime London. And it is quite shocking.
That is true. My cousin has told us about a story of her friend. She was just like walking with her phone, and someone just like came and grabbed the phone out of her hand.
That happens. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, somebody was telling me last night, this guy was wearing earpods, and somebody just walked up and just took his earpods out.
Yeah.
And walked away. He didn't even run. There are no consequences. That's the problem.
That is the
problem. That's the number one issue in England, I think.
Yeah. That is.
Yeah.
So this is a question for me and all of the ladies out there. What is your skincare routine?
Skincare routine.
Yeah.
Well, for a start, do you know my husband doesn't even moisturize? My husband doesn't put sunscreen on, and he's out in the sun. He's cycling, running, swimming, whatever, every day for hours because he's a triathlete.
Yeah.
And he doesn't put anything on his face. His skin is great. Is a little bit wrinkly, but he's 60. But he doesn't do anything. So I really think that the idea is less is more.
Yeah.
I don't think that you have to double cleanse.
Okay.
I have an amazing dermatologist, and she says don't use eye cream because eye cream is exactly the same as face cream.
Yes.
I use Aquaphor like Vaseline. That's my night cream. The Aquaphor, I think it's called Balm, but it's just like Vaseline. Just doesn't smell like Vaseline.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Less is more.
Less is more.
For most of our lives, we don't put anything.
But
I just recently, recently I started again to use cleanser and a cream, like morning and night. That's it.
Okay.
So you don't have to cleanse in the morning.
I don't have to.
No. Okay. Because your face is already clean from the night before. That's from a very, very good dermatologist.
Well, well, guys, look at us getting advice. Even like pushing us, guys, no matter what age you are, just pursue your dreams.
Yes, but also when you're saying that it takes a village to grow a child.
That's true.
Yes.
It also takes elders, middle ages, as I like to call myself, to help each other grow.
That's true. That is true. Well,
there you go.
You guys, you've heard it from the one and the only Caroline, the 59-year-old model that has inspired me. Ali, I'm sure inspired 100%. All of you. For sure. So thank you so much for being here. And you guys, this brings us to the end of the show. It's 9:10. See you tomorrow next time, same time actually. Yes, 8:30 a.m. Same time, same place. Yes, yeah. Same time, same place. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Goodbye from me.
Thanks very much.
Pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye.